Welcome to Radio Gorgeous. I am in the Gorgeous studio with Kate Fahey and Laura Rogers, who are playing Lorraine and Sally, respectively, in A Lie of the Mind by Sam Shepard, which will be at the Southwark Playhouse from May 8th to May 27th. Welcome to Radio Gorgeous.
Hello.
Tell me, this is Kate Fahey,
Yeah. And
you are playing Lorraine
Yeah. In
A Lie of the Mind.
I am.
Introduce the play to us.
Okay, so the play begins with a young man, my son, Jake, who believes that he has battered his young wife so badly that she's dead. In fact, she's not dead, but she is brain damaged. And that's the start of the play. And after that, you discover what happens to her when she goes home to her folks in Montana. You discover then what happens with him when his mother, me, drags him back home to Southern California and tries to keep him housebound, pretty much to keep him safe. Safe from the repercussions, but also safe from his own violent nature. And you also discover then that he's exactly like his now dead father, my husband, who was an alcoholic. Tricky guy. So you get to meet all the other families, and Laura here plays Sally, my daughter. So I have two other kids, Frankie, the younger brother, who sets off to Montana to try and find his sister-in-law, who is now lost her mind and quite likes him.
Oops.
And in the middle is Sally, the daughter, who is doesn't have any of these violent tendencies, but is somewhat overlooked by her mother, who's obsessed with Jake. And that's kind of pretty much where it starts.
Excellent. And do you have anything to add from your perspective?
Hi. Well, only that I suppose it's, as Kate said, Sally has been overlooked in this family, but I think that the way I've looked at it or approached it is that there's another aspect to the story too, that Jake and Sally have been keeping quite a dark secret, which unfolds towards the latter part of the play. And the nature of them keeping that secret means that for Sally, she hasn't really been able to move on in her life. So it's whether that has prevented her from meeting anybody or having a family or making any sort of career for herself. So she's sort of been trapped in her sort of younger years. And I think that sort of comes out when you see the scenes between mother and daughter and Jake and Sally, because there's something still quite childlike about them and that the arguments that they have. So that's really following on from what Kate said.
So a case of a little bit of arrested development
for
your character.
Yeah.
It seems to me like, I mean, the subject matter is intensely dark, ugly, violent, and yet there seems to be some sort of dark humor, sort of gallows humor that comes out in the play.
It's funny, yeah.
As funny as almost beating someone to death can be.
Yeah, it is very intense from the start to the finish. But there is black humor in there throughout, really, isn't there?
Yeah, just because it's, you recognize it within families that even when there is some major crisis, how people just, some people just pretend it's not happening, and it's just the way that people deal with things. There's humor in tragedy as well. It's like the flip side of the coin, isn't it?
Yeah, and also the allegiances that come and go between the people and the family members is very recognizable. You know, in ordinary nice families, let alone these two.
And particularly as the play goes along, it almost gets farcical.
Yeah,
because poor Frankie, the son, has gone to find his sister-in-law, and then all sorts of things happen to him when he's there. But he's feels like he's the only sane person, and everyone else is behaving in a crazy manner around him. And all he wants to do is... Yes. I think that's what we discover as it goes on. Yeah. Yeah.
He's the innocent, really. He's the... Somehow he survived his family. And he's the youngest, you know. And maybe that's, you know, that happens in families, that the youngest somehow can look at it all and get a bit of distance.
Yes, they don't bear the full brunt.
No.
And the unshared brunt of it.
Exactly.
Because as the generations go down, it becomes a shared experience. Whereas for the oldest, it is pure, distilled.
Yeah.
And also there's no one, you have no compatriots.
No.
You know, especially if your parents are violent. Or
yes, and of course I heap on them the bitterness that I feel because of what happened in my own marriage. Mm-hmm. And even though I see it in Jake, I he's all I've got, you know, and he's the closest thing I'm going to get to having his dad back. Mm-hmm. So that's the reason.
For better or worse.
For worse. For worse.
For worse,
actually.
Or even worse.
Yes. Pretty much for worse.
The shit I can, I'm going to hold on to whatever.
Exactly.
The shit that I know.
Yeah. That I can control.
Oh, everyone is trying to control their... there's a lot of controlling.
Yeah, there is.
Personalities. Mm-hmm. And everyone's trying to take control of their lives, but no one really has a handle on on any of it.
And it's almost as if the control is more important than anything else. You could almost forget why it is you want to control the thing you do, but because that feeling is security. Mm. You know, it's some security in knowing that you can pull the strings.
Or control information in having a secret.
Yes,
for sure. Yeah.
Whether it's killing you or not. Mm. That's not the point.
No, it's... Yeah.
Yeah. And so this very intense relationship... as actors, you have also played mother and daughter recently in Winter Solstice.
Yeah.
So does that experience inform this one? Or, I mean, because I assume, tell me a little bit about Winter Solstice and what kind of play that was and your relationship in that play.
Well, it couldn't be more different, a play, really. Mm. I mean, it's a play that's written a couple of years ago in Germany, about a middle-class, liberal, lefty family into which comes a man who seems to be just like them. He's literate, he's musical, he's artistic, he's charming. He uses their kind of language, but he seduces them one by one with his far-right views because he co-opts all the things that matter to them. Yeah, and so in that, I play... So Laura plays... Is that okay for me to say this? Yes.
Yeah.
Laura plays part of the couple of the family
in
their flat. It's Christmas Eve when we begin. And I play her mother, who has made a journey on the train through the snow to get here. And she's met this man. And she's not just... He's very attractive. And he's too good to resist, so she invites him into the house,
on Christmas. And I mean, there are similarities in the fact that there is a difficult relationship between that mother and daughter, as there is with this mother and daughter, and they seem to be at loggerheads quite a lot and know how to press each other's buttons. But when it came to the rehearsal process, it's a very different thing, isn't it? Because the last show we did, everybody was on stage all the time. So we all rehearsed together and there wasn't really a set to speak of. We just used desks and there weren't proper props. I mean, you'd use a tangerine for, I don't know,
a cigarette lighter
and you'd use a pencil as a torch and, you know, nothing was as it seemed. So we all were on stage all the time. And yet with this, it's more of a traditional rehearsal process in terms that there's often times where we only see each other and perhaps one other person because, not so much now as we're starting to run bits together, but because there isn't anyone else in our scenes.
That's right. And the set is divided into the two family homesteads, pretty much. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, since the first week where we sat around the table together, we don't really see the other family at all.
Oh, that's kind of weird.
Yeah, it is kind of weird. And then it's very interesting to watch the scenes that you're not in and to see the other half of the play. yeah. unfold.
It's, I'm like, oh, that's what they're thinking. Yeah. Which is kind of how it would be.
Yeah.
You know, these families would not be speaking.
Yeah, both families, I have to say, yeah. are crazy.
Do you know any that aren't?
No.
Good point. Crazy. They're crazy.
Very good point.
You know?
Yeah.
know.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
And so is there a feeling of because even the professional aspects and the different sort of yeah. rehearsal styles yeah. and the completely different play styles, but is there sort of a feeling, just an older woman, younger woman, you know, sort of maternal, do you feel maternally, do you feel
yeah.
you know, filially?
I
know?
Do.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't feel at all maternal, actually, in Winter Solstice.
No.
Because she's not interested in that. And in this, even though she's a crazy mother, and she's the mother from hell, really, but she does have very strong feelings.
Yeah. yeah.
And
of ownership, if nothing
yeah.
else.
And so over the months now, since, I mean, it's funny, isn't it? You can be an actor for what feels like years and years and years, and then never work with a person.
Yes,
and then suddenly
right.
the two plays in a row, playing yeah. mother and daughter, doesn't
yeah.
always work like that.
Yeah.
But you get to know each other's families and partners. And,
you do.
You know, I've met
it's
your
nice.
Children and,
yeah.
and our friends and things. And you
That's
go,
right.
You do. So you start to build up a little social...
Exactly. Connection. And I mean, it just occurred to me this last week that maybe those intense scenes that you and I have together, maybe that would have been a harder journey if we had just met, you
yeah.
know, like everyone
mm-hmm.
else.
Yeah.
But we kind of had I think we had a sort of confidence that those
yeah.
would be fun to do.
Well, obviously, you know. I mean, because what that tells me is that obviously it was a good working relationship
yeah.
in Winter Solstice. You're like, and you
yeah.
liked each other's work and trusted
we did,
each other's
yeah.
work
absolutely. Yeah.
enough to you know feel happy
yeah.
you know, working
and,
together
and to work
again.
Together again so in such a different way
yeah.
on such a completely different piece is fun yeah
that's kind
yeah.
of exciting
yeah
yeah sort of really see what each other can do
yeah.
yeah
yeah yeah.
And has that been for the director, has that been a boon?
Well, I don't know. I
don't
know
whether
don't
he
know.
Knew that. Well, he didn't see, James didn't see Winter Solstice. He'd heard about it
yeah.
he didn't get to see it, so I'm not sure if he knew that we, or if he'd put two and two together that we'd played mother and daughter.
I think Ellie, the casting director,
would have
said that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Are your children jealous?
No.
Is your mom jealous?
No. Although she was a bit jealous of Winter Solstice because my stepdad and his brother were like, "She's very glamorous, isn't she?"
Okay, that's not helping.
Yeah. Because I think Kate and my mum are actually the same age, and my Uncle David was like, "You don't look anywhere near as old as you."
No, that's the magic of the little bright light on stage. Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
Your mom was like, "Nice. Yeah, that was great. I love the play. Yeah, never going back."
Yeah.
Excellent.
It's an interesting thing, though, about whether your kids, what your kids feel.
Hmm.
I mean,
because actually, your
the thing
is an actress.
She
isn't
is,
she? So.
And she. I think she might well feel something if I were playing with someone as my daughter who was exactly her age.
Mm.
I mean, that might
well, and also
be
with a nice mom.
Yes,
with
a nice
mom.
Yes,
I get that.
She's
at home.
Not going to feel jealous with this one. I can tell you that.
She's like looking in a mirror.
Yeah, yeah.
I've never really thought about that, but I suppose actually, if my mum was an actress, it would be. I'd probably feel like that from time to time, particularly. I don't know, even as an actress yourself, if you're not in work and your mum is and there's a
yes,
daughter
yes.
in it, that's
yes.
not...
Yes,
like,
that's
going to
come up.
And they're going,
yeah.
oh, so-and-so's so brilliant in the play.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Great, great. But I have to say, I have had stage and film children who have then got to know my real children.
Mm.
And that's quite a nice thing,
mm.
you know.
Mm.
Mm.
Lots
sort
of sons
broaden
along
the
way.
Yes.
yeah.
yeah. yeah. Yeah, sort of adding as opposed
yeah,
to...
Yeah, of course, absolutely. Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, break all the legs you have
Thank
to.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And again, May 8th through the 27th at the Southwark Playhouse.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kate Fahey and Laura Rogers.
Thank you.
Thank you.